This is Earth and Sky. When we visited the Museum of Science in Boston, we recorded this question.
My name is Peter, and I'm from Rhode Island, and I want to know why the Gulf Stream leaves the coast at Cape Hatteras.
Peter, what we call the Gulf Stream is just one part of a circular ocean-wide system of water currents in the Atlantic. It's driven mainly by wind, but Earth's rotation also affects it. You might picture it moving from the northwest coast of Africa, just north of the equator. At that latitude, winds blow mostly toward the northwest. They drive Atlantic Ocean water westward until it pushes between the islands of the Caribbean and enters the Gulf of Mexico. There the currents turn north and east, back out into the Atlantic between Cuba and Florida.
That's where what we call the Gulf Stream originates. It hugs the American East Coast until it reaches Cape Hatteras at about 35 degrees north latitude. There, the winds shift direction. They blow toward the northeast. These northeasterly winds, plus other ocean currents, drive the Gulf Stream from Cape Hatteras into the open North Atlantic. The Gulf Stream meanders and splits into smaller currents, but much of it bumps into Europe. The European coast steers the water south, back toward the equator and Africa, to begin its journey once again.
Thanks for your question, Peter, and with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.